Well, now, the donuts is sweet and got a hole in here. It's made something like a tub. But now, flatter that you go, you just fry it here, please, and grease and fry it. And you just plain piece of biscuit bread, what I call biscuit bread.
Fried?
Yeah, fried in grease. That's what they call a flatter.
I see. Now, the bread that you bought at the store, you call it, that you made at home, you probably call homemade bread.
Yeah, homemade bread, and that third you buy at the store, you call it bought bread.
That's right. And the stuff that makes bread rise?
It's soda and baking soda.
These little cakes they have.
Yeast.
Yeah. And the center of the egg is called the...
Yellow, the yolk of the egg.
And the color you say is the...
Yellow.
And if you had 1 pound of flour, had another, then you had two... a bag, those small tote bags. What would you say they would hold?
About a peck or maybe a half a bushel.
That's what I'm getting at. I mean, what would you measure by the pound? Now you measure that by the bushel or the peck, but what would you measure by the pound?
I guess 4 or 5 pounds or something like that in a small bag.
Okay.
100 pounds or something like that.
Okay. Did you ever fry small pieces of cornbread?
Yeah, corn pone.
These little round things?
Yeah.
You call those pones?
Yeah, corn pone.
Pones. These little.
Yeah.
And that's like hush puppies or something.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. All right. And if eggs are put in water for 3 minutes, you call those
boiled eggs.
And if you broke the shell,
they fried eggs.
Well, no, this would be in boiling water.
That would be poached eggs. No, boiled eggs. It would be boiled plain old eggs.
Yeah, even if you broke the shell?
That'd be poached, if you broke the shell, then it would be
not water,
broken eggs or broken poached. It wouldn't be a boiled egg.
A boiled egg, you
put it
in water and boil it, and a poached egg, you put it in water, you break the shell and put it in water.
Yep.
And you boil it that
way. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay. I think I'm about, this is about the end of the movie again.
I've heard some people use evening right after noon.
Yes, I have too, but that's not proper, of course.
You never use that?
No.
Okay. What would you say to a person in parting after dark?
Well, you'd say good evening.
All right. And do you ever use good night?
Yes, you use good night.
When would you use that?
After in the evening.
Excuse me, only when you're partying or when you're meeting or partying?
Well, you can good evening when you're meeting.
Would you ever say good night when you're meeting somebody?
No.
Okay.
You say good evening when you're meeting.
All right, now you mentioned the sundown, when the sun disappears. What do you call it when the sun first appears?
It's morning.
Or sun?
Sunup.
Yeah. And you say, at what time did the sun
rise?
And you say 6 a.m. the sun.
6 a.m. the sun rose.
It had before I got up.
The sun had risen before I got up.
And if Wednesday is today, Tuesday was.
It was yesterday.
And Thursday will be.
Tomorrow.
And if someone isn't coming this Sunday, but the following Sunday, you might say he's coming.
Sunday week.
You ever use that for the time in the past? Came here Sunday week, a week ago last Sunday?
Well, you say week ago last Sunday, that'd be the past.
You wouldn't say Sunday?
Sunday, you wouldn't say, no. If it's in front, you'd say he was here, he will be here Sunday week.
Okay. Now, if you want to know the time of day, you might ask me what
time is it?
So I would look at my
watch.
And I told you today I'd be here about
1:30.
What's another way of saying that?
Half past one.